Exactly.
Okay, so we were talking to Matt about the identity theft of Mitch Mustaine. We talked about a number of things. And again, if you have a question, 433-1037 or 1-800-477-1037. Or if you want to ask something edgy and you don't want to call in because you're scared, you can email me at thezone@1037thebuzz.com. You can also, I love when people correct our employees' grammar on the Keith Lee Service Company Live Fan Feedback. You can always send us a question on there, too. Kevin Little Rock says it's interesting that Mustaine doesn't love football. Ralph Sampson didn't love basketball. Although Ralph Sampson was, when you're 7 feet tall and athletic,
you got to do it.
You kind of got to play basketball. I mean, what are you going to do? You going to be a NASCAR driver? I mean,
I knew one who turned into a pitcher.
Brad Doherty went the NASCAR route, didn't he?
Yes, as a broadcaster, but not as a driver.
Yeah, true.
It's hard to cram that much into one car. Although Shaquille O'Neal almost looks comfortable in those commercials
the
he does
Buicks.
Now.
Yeah.
he says, I like to see a fan or mascot 30 for 30. San Diego Chicken, Rockin' Roland, John 316, the Hoggettes. Yes. We were talking about 30 for 30s. What's another sports documentary that you think must be told that has not yet been told?
That's a good one. No, the one that I always wanted to see was made, and it was done very, very well, was that Chris Herron one, the kid that went to Fresno State.
Yeah.
You know, he was on a smaller scale, but he was similar to Mitch in that, you know, had a book written about him in high school. And I reached out to Chris Herron. This is 3 years ago. And he was open to the idea, and then he got a book deal. And then there were bigger players that scooped up the story from me. But that's almost kind of what got me rolling on this one, because, heck, it was in our backyard, that type of thing.
I got a good 30 for 30. How about ESPN do a 30 for 30 on how they got so self-important and big?
I think I'd rather see somebody from Fox doing the ESPN story.
You know what I'd like to see? Jerry McNamara. I don't know if you remember that.
From Syracuse?
Yeah, maybe it's a Pennsylvania thing, and maybe it would fall, and maybe it would be Pennsylvania-centric, but that was a dude that his run, I mean, he went to Syracuse, bus loads from Scranton, Pennsylvania, would go to every home game.
Yeah.
Kid dropped 51 at half of, like, a state semifinal. It was, you know, because that was 2002-ish, so I was watching that from afar.
Was he on the team that lost to the Catamounts in the NCAA tournament?
I don't recall. I just
when
know.
Taylor Coppenrath, as my preacher said, the cracker pulls the shocker.
Yeah, I
it
forget.
Was so disappointing. I think he was, and I had those idiots in the Final Four. No teams have screwed me more in the NCAA tournament than Syracuse and Georgetown.
Missouri for me. They're my burner.
They're your bugaboo. I learned early on not to pick them after they lost to Northern Iowa 1 year. I knew never to pick them again. This is a good one. Here's another in-state idea. This comes from a former athletic director at one of these two schools. I actually had one from the other school on this week. Or not athletic director, but sports information director. An OBU Henderson State walk across the street football game rivalry.
I'm all
story.
For that one.
I want to see ESPN pick this up. I want not as a documentary, but I want to see them do Sports Center there one day or game day. I mean, it's the most unique game in college football, bar none. There is nothing close.
At least give it, you know, a little publicity, because it is the closest that two teams that play each other in college sports are located to each other. It's incredible.
Right, and the fact that they walk across the street to play each other, it's just amazing.
And the hatred that exists between two schools that actually have to share classes sometimes.
And the stories of kidnapped homecoming queens and pranks, and, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, that, and if you did a really compelling documentary, maybe they would do game day there someday.
I'm gonna take a break for a minute. I'm gonna take a few months off. I can promise you that.
Look, you're never gonna be hotter than right now, Matt Wolf. You gotta strike while the iron's hot, bro. You gotta strike while the iron's hot.
Tell my wife that.
Okay, so yeah, exactly. She's like, hey, honey, remember we were married and we spent time together? That was awesome. You have kids?
No.
Better do it now. Yeah. The identity theft of Mitch Mustaine. Where did the name come from? And who stole his identity? And in
no
what
one.
Way?
No one. It's one of those things, you know, when he was 13, he turned out to be really good at football. And just, you know, and he turned out to be really, really good at football. And next thing you know, what would that be, 12 years later, he's still doing it. It's no different than someone taking a you know, an entry-level job. It's not the ideal job you're going to take out of college, and you're going to do it for a year or two. Well, next thing you know, you're there 10 years, and you're still doing it. And you're thinking, how did I get here?
It's called radio. I'm still here.
but anyway, no, I mean, it's just one of those things. He let it become him. And I don't know how he couldn't have, to be honest. I don't know how he would have had the wherewithal to not let it shape his identity. But no one stole it from him. It's just it's the way life happens. You It was golden handcuffs were my guess, maybe. Just like,
just don't say that. That's a taboo phrase around here.
All right, man.
That is the dumbest ever.
Easy.
You know what?
Easy.
I'd like to do a documentary on John White and just the absolute horrific job he did in his role at the University of Arkansas. I could spend months on that one. You want to talk about a debacle? I mean, poorly handled and even worse PR-wise. I mean, what a joke. Oh, I love that phrase, actually. I'm just kidding. How long did it take you to pull it together from start to finish? Like from the first conversation you had with Mitch to today?
It was December 11, so what would that be?
December of 2011?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm not the best with math, but
yeah, like 18 months or so? Not quite?
Carry the one, I don't know. Yeah, something like
16
that.
16 months?
Yeah.
Is that pretty typical? Is that what you anticipate? What do you have a set amount of time that you think it's about how long it takes typically, or just depends?
No, it was. I told him the other day. He was like, "I think we may have rushed this." I was like, "Dude, because he was watching the Ricky Williams documentary that took 6 years to make." And I was like, "All right, Mitchell, if you want to start smoking weed and grow dreadlocks," I was like, "Cool, I'll follow you around, man." But I kind of know the direction this is going, at least for the near future,
right?
You know what I mean? So, you know. And it's a slippery slope with Mitch because he has the ability to be a professional athlete. I do feel that. So, you know, I don't want to portray him in this way that, hey, he's begrudgingly checking the box on these on you know, arena football, that kind of thing. But there are definitely other things he likes to do.
Like? Know? What's a hobby of his other than playing guitar?
You know, just and he's not a militia man by any means, but he likes going out and shooting guns.
He's an Arkansan. Okay,
yeah,
I got
that.
He's a good Southern boy.
Yeah, you know, he's just like anything military based. You know, he's you know, if he was a CIA agent, you know, I wouldn't be surprised about that. I mean, he's a weird dude, just, period. You know, he doesn't like the things that you or I like. You know,
I actually like football a lot. So yeah, I guess he and I have nothing in
common. Nothing.
No,
nothing.
And I'm terrible at it. So yeah, we really don't have anything in common. John's in Searcy. Hi, John.
Hey, thank you. You really answered my question. I was going to get a synopsis of the movie. When I called in, you just kind of gave me a synopsis of it. Where do we see this at the Little Rock Film Festival? And is Vickery going to critique this? And I'll hang up.
All right, appreciate it. I don't know if Vickery will see it or not. I hope that he'll be part of it. But, you know, certainly this is one of many great films at the Little Rock Film Festival. It is a real gem here in Central Arkansas, and I hope that people will take advantage of it. But we're going to try to pull up the details before the end of the show.
As far as the one I'm certain of.
Here we go.
Go ahead.
Tomorrow, 8:30. At the Rep.
Yep.
And Sunday, 1:30 at Arkansas Children's Theater.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
So just for the record, no Nolan, no Mustang.
No, Nolan's preparing.
Because Mitch is tied up being a professional athlete.
Yeah, he's got, and it was in approaching him to be part of it, it's almost one of those things where, okay, you're trying to dispel the fact that he's a prima donna. Well, he's going to leave on one of his game days to go watch a movie made about himself. I was like,
a good idea.
Yeah, I kind of get it. But Nolan has his celebrity golf tournament in El Paso, so that's where he's at.
That's the one he does in honor of his daughter every year. So
exactly,
that's one is near and dear to his heart that he will definitely not be able to miss.
Yeah,
so.
Clint Sterner, he was a pretty big part of it. He'll be there. Bo Mattingly, he'll be there.
You just mentioned the whole other station. That's fine. I'm kidding.
Yeah, look at
I'm
me.
Joking. No, I'm joking. Okay, good. Well, listen, it's littlerockfilmfestival.org. You can find out about all the films that are going to be airing. When, where, what, and all the details on that. And Matt, whenever your wife and you come together on a schedule, we look forward to seeing your next project as well. Do you have a goal of doing something this year again, or are you going to take a whole year off?
I'm not going to do a documentary for a little bit. A narrative feature will be the next thing I do. You know, it's something that you can script and you can actually control the monster, and he won't go and play baseball in Arizona on you.
Why don't you do something on Sports Talk Radio? Because you know what, we don't ever go anywhere. We're
speaking
easy.
Of monsters.
Yeah.
We're like kittens. Anyway, well, good luck with everything.
Yeah, thanks for
having
me. I
appreciate you making time for us today. Yeah. Look forward to seeing the film.
It's 8:30 tomorrow at the Rep, 1:30 Sunday at Arkansas Children's Theater.
You know what's great? We have one of our big events this weekend. It's the Buzzbecue at the North Little Rock RV Park, and it runs all day tomorrow, but it ends at 7 o'clock. So guess what?
Perfect.
We could see either or of those times, or both, if you choose. So that's cool. Now, you're going to be there to answer questions on Saturday night?
Yeah. Yep, okay. Tomorrow night.
Good deal. I appreciate it. Will you do a Nolan impression since he can't be there at least?
I don't think I can pull it off.
If I sounded like Nolan, I'd be in a top 10 market, I'm sure of it. He's got the voice. All right, Matt, thanks, man. Good luck. Appreciate it. 11:49. And we are going to take a timeout. You're in the zone. Justin Anchor, going to be joined by Phil Olsen, will be sticking around after the break.
I'll stay here.
Yeah, Matty T's in the house as well. We got some entertainment, Zone Rewind. Lots of fun stuff coming up. Also, an extremely special event called Carry the Load. It's a highlighting of the efforts of the folks in uniform, which we try to do as much as we can around here. It's 11:49. And you're in the zone, Buzz Radio Network. I slapped my girl. She caught a fish.